Oh, I thought we were recording.
I can't get a goddamn ink pen to make any marks. I don't know why Ralphie saves ink pen husks. I want to write down what episode number is this?
There is a map in my room on the wall of my room, and I've got big, big plans. But I can see them slipping through, almost feel them slipping through the palms of my sweaty hands. And I move slow, just slow enough to make you uncomfortable.
Welcome back, Ryan Merrill.
Thanks, Bruce O'Hughes.
There, we've gotten our names out of the way. We can relax.
Introduction's done. Let's move on.
Yeah. We kind of introduced each other.
No Mike tonight. Just the two of us.
Yeah, Mike's in Tibet. I would like to say he's seeking spiritual enlightenment, but that's bullshit. He's there for the horse.
The horse?
The horse. The Tibetan horse. You don't hear much about the horse trade in Tibet. Why is that?
I don't know. Glue? They make them? they use horse hooves for glue.
Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna be some sort of they glue their vaginas shut, Bruce. That's why the whore trade isn't very successful in Tibet.
Whores! I thought you said horse.
Can you not hear me very well?
No, I wasn't expecting you to say whores. I guess my mind was elsewhere.
Yeah, the podcast, it's not for kids. Although when Crichton was a baby, Ralphie would play episodes, like when I had to work late or whatever.
Oh, so you could hear your voice?
Yep.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And his first words were, "Blowjobs for Jesus."
Everyone talks about that. That's our crowning achievement, apparently.
So do you have a lot of people like in your real life that listen to this and say, oh, hey, talk to you about what you talked about on your podcast?
There are two guys at work. Talked to me.
At your new work?
Yeah, my new work. And it's weird because, you know, we'll have conversations, you know, go to lunch and all of a sudden they'll be like, so, I'm trying to remember what the last thing was like, so, blowjobs for Jesus. And I'm like, what? Your podcast. I'm like, yeah, I don't pay attention to me when I'm talking.
Yeah.
And I listen to every episode once just to make sure that, you know, I'm not uploading silence.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's funny. That has to be awkward that other people are listening to you.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the whole reason we do it, I guess. Dude, honestly, I think the reason we started, and this goes back to the break-ins, I think the reason we started a podcast was like, hey, let's drum up attention for our comics.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten the most people we've ever had listen to one episode was over 8,000.
Holy cow, that's a lot.
And that was with Ryan Drake, the one where he was talking about this Savannah College of Art and Design.
That was the break-ins before Collective Issues.
Yep, yep. And
was the college like tagged on it? Is that how other people ran?
Yeah. I think he tweeted it and Facebooked it and he tagged the school in it. Over 8,000 people listened. I didn't sell a damn comic at all.
Hmm.
Like, no one even clicked on my store.
Oh, wow.
So far, the most people we've had listen to an episode of Collected Issues is 485.
That was me, right? That was my first one?
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
That's what I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I brought it to the table that night.
What did you do? Did you tweet?
Oh, you tagged me in Facebook. It's like you said, hey, Ryan Merrill, it's your time to shine. Yeah. So everybody I know on Facebook might have seen it. I don't know. No one's talked to me about it. Amanda's listened to it, and I listened to it, so that's two.
What did Amanda think?
She hasn't talked to me about it.
Like, she hated it. She's going to murder you.
She didn't mention it. She'll probably listen to this one, too. She probably won't mention it. I don't know. I don't think she listened to the second one I did with you. I think she only listened to the first one.
What was the first one? We talked about a comic, and then we talked about your crazy book.
Yeah, it was, not a comic. It was Super.
Yeah. That was our – man, you know, I think – what have we – we've done – this will be the 13th episode. I think 8 episodes so far we've mentioned the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. The book. I thought that the last one when it was Rocket Raccoon. I was like, come on, guys, get off of it.
It's an awesome book. Scotty Young is an amazing artist.
It's a great movie. I've seen it twice in theaters.
Well, we've only seen it once at the drive-in, and
you need to see it in the theater because drive-in you miss a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. I keep waiting for, you know, a buddy of mine in Korea to let me watch it again, but it hasn't happened yet.
A buddy of you in Korea? I get you. you should go to the theater. You should watch it in 3D. I think I've seen it in 3D both times.
I've seen two movies in 3D. I didn't like 3D.
You gotta give it a chance. You gotta let it.
I saw
Wear you down.
I saw 1010 in 3D, and I saw the first Hobbit movie in 3D.
Oh, those don't sound like good movies.
1010's an awesome movie. I love 1010. Is it? Yeah, you've never seen it?
No, I think I put it on the Netflix queue and never actually watched it. And then the Hobbit movie, Amanda fell asleep to it. We watched it when it was on HBO Go.
Yeah.
It's just too long, and same thing happens over and over. Oh, an adventure. Okay. Another adventure.
The second one's better, but...
I watched that by myself. On HBO Go, the second one.
Did you like the scene with the boats? Or not the boat, the barrels?
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I like the huge dwarf of gold.
Oh, yeah.
Melting, and that was pretty awesome.
The scene with the barrels, there's a scene almost exactly like that in 1010, because it's the same director.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But the thing in 1010 is, like, he starts out on a motorcycle, like he's being chased by a tank and some guys. The motorcycle falls apart so that by the end of it, he's just got, like, the handlebars, and he's sliding down, like, a telephone pole line. It's an awesome scene. 1010's it's a good movie. It's funny. It's written by co-written by Stephen Moffat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And was it? Spielberg and Peter Jackson.
They're all big names.
They co-directed it together. I think technically Jackson has credit, but both of them have said that they co-directed it together, but the Motion Picture Academy won't let anyone co-direct anything anymore.
Hmm.
Like somebody has to take credit or whatever.
They don't have enough statues to give out at the awards.
Those poor bastards. okay, so we're like 6 minutes into this, and we haven't talked about what we're going to talk about yet.
Gotham.
Yeah.
I've seen two episodes. First one was really, like, over the top. Like, just, it seemed like everything was too, gritty and action-y, and it was very over the top. I heard that they got signed on for the whole season before they even made the pilot, which never happens in TV.
Yeah.
But since it's Batman, Gotham, they were like, oh, it has to be a winner.
Yeah.
And, so I'm a little afraid.
They're pretty much guaranteed to make money look at Smallville. Smallville was a piece of shit, and it made money for, what, 15 seasons?
Yeah. I mean, I agree on the second half of that statement. I love Smallville. I love Smallville from the very beginning.
Did you know that they
recast Martha Kent? Like, on the pilot, the original pilot, it's a different actress for Martha Kent.
I did not.
Yeah, I got the DVD set.
So it was not, was it Annette O'Toole?
Yeah, Annette O'Toole. They're talking about bringing her, perhaps, might bring her into, the new Supergirl show that's coming out. I think CBS has that.
That's way too many superhero TV shows.
It's all that's left. I mean, TV's dying.
No. What's your favorite? Okay, we'll get to Gotham. I swear.
Don't got anything to say about Gotham. I've seen two episodes.
In the first episode, the biggest thing that jumped out to me, where I said to myself, "I'm like, this is awful," was the Riddler.
Oh yeah, it took me a while to figure out that's who it was. I was like, this guy's weird. Oh shit, is he the Riddler? Because he's skinny and he's weird.
Yep. But he just really overplayed. Like, he was grinning and, hey man, you're just there to give him evidence. And why are you asking questions in an odd way, you know?
Yeah.
And then Donald Logue, who I love Donald Logue, I'll watch him in anything.
Which one is that guy?
He's Bullock.
Is he from Grounded for Life?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Way to remember him from his worst television show ever.
I think, was he in a movie called Tale of Steve or Tale of?
Yep. Yep.
Is that it, Steve?
Yeah.
I can't believe these memories are coming back.
Because it's Donald Logue. It's Donald. You ever see Terriers?
Terriers. Yeah, that was a good.
I love Terriers. That was an amazing show.
Really good. It was just the name was horrible because it told you nothing about the show, so no one watched it.
The whole idea, because who created Terriers? Who was that? I can't remember who the heck that was. I don't know, but they explained it. They're like, because they're tenacious. Like, they don't stop. They don't give up. Like, that was the idea. Okay. You know?
It was a really good show, and I really liked the partner in there.
Yeah, who went on to be in Once Upon a Time, which me and Ralphie stopped watching.
Yeah.
Last season, because we're like, well, this is stupid. This is...
I watched all of last season, but at the very end, they bring in Frozen characters.
Yeah.
The big reveal. Spoiler alert. And I haven't seen Frozen. We own Frozen because Amanda's mom bought it for Amanda and she watched it, but I haven't watched it. I figured I'll watch it whenever Lily wants to watch it, my baby girl, someday.
Everyone talks about Frozen like it's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It's boring. Crichton finds it boring.
I don't like that they brought in Frozen to make you have to go watch their movie, Frozen, to keep following the show. Like, I feel it was a ploy that they. I haven't watched it this season. I might pick it up, maybe, because I liked it. Other than that, everything else I kind of really liked. Once Upon a Time.
I think it's very egotistical for them to say, okay, we're making a television show about, you know, the great American classic fairy tales. You know, some of the greatest children's movies of all time. Hey, they've grown up with you. And then something like Frozen, which was what, a year old, 2 years old.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, guess what? This is also a classic. This has also had an impact on culture.
Song has, man. That song is everywhere. Let It Go. Is that what it is?
I guess.
I don't know. I think it's all about, I've heard people say it's all about being gay. Or not necessarily being gay, but just being whoever you want to be and not caring about society and how they look at you.
Isn't that every Disney thing? Where it's like, hey, it's okay to be you.
I think they just lay it on thick for Frozen. I don't know.
I sat through the whole thing once.
Two grown men talking about a child's movie that we both have.
I will say I like the reindeer in it because he doesn't talk. There's a human guy, I can't remember his name, and like he's got a pet reindeer, like it's, you know, his job to go get ice or whatever, and he talks for the reindeer. Like the reindeer doesn't talk to him like other Disney movies where it's like it's an anthropomorphic animal and they've got a spirit bond, they can communicate. But he's like, what do you want to do? You want to go over there? Of course I want to go over there. I want the, you know, carrots or whatever. So he's like making voices for it.
Okay, that's what I do with my dog all the time.
Exactly, but this is the first time we've seen that in a Disney movie. And I'm like, wow, okay, that guy, he's clearly crazy.
Here's a pop quiz. I don't know the answer. What was Jasmine's tiger's name in Aladdin?
Penis.
Nope.
I don't know. You don't know the answer?
He didn't talk either. That's what he said. Oh, yeah. Reindeer didn't talk. And it's like, the tiger didn't talk.
No,
that's
but the parrot did.
Well, yeah, he's a parrot. Parrots talk.
Well, and also the monkey didn't talk, but he like squeaked words.
Yeah, and I think Aladdin could understand him.
Yeah.
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 That's a good movie, Aladdin.
Well, that was you know, after Robin Williams died. After Robin Williams died, they're like, hey, let's play every movie he's ever been in. So we watched that. That wasn't too bad.
Have you seen World's Greatest Dad?
Yes, that's hilarious, and then it's incredibly sad because his son hangs himself, and then you're like, hey, Robin Williams, why did you hang yourself?
And then you get a full frontal nudity of Robin Williams.
Were you masturbating, Robin Williams? That's one of the rumors I heard.
He was masturbating when he died?
Yep.
But he slit his wrists.
I thought he hung himself.
He did both. Is what I heard. I heard he did both because
he's an overachiever.
Yeah. That is sad. That's super sad. Let's get on a happier note. Bruce Wayne's parents died.
That was not the best version of that scene I've ever seen, because his dad just kind of like stepped up to the gun like, yeah, shoot me. And I kept thinking, are you secretly Kryptonian, Thomas Wayne? What are you planning here?
The actor who played Thomas Wayne, he played Dusty Donovan in As the World Turns. So I saw him and I was like, oh shit, that's Dusty. Holy shit, Dusty Donovan's playing Bruce Wayne's dad.
And wow, then you and a like, bunch of old women.
What's Bruce Wayne's dad's name? We were trying to think, and she got it. She was like, I think it's Thomas, and then she Googled it to make sure she was right.
Because his evil brother on Earth 2 is, I think, Thomas Wayne Jr. He's Owlman.
Oh, I've seen Owlman on one of those cartoons where they had the evil Justice League.
Oh, Brave and the Bold.
No. It was a movie cartoon.
Oh, yeah, it was, I think it was just Ultra. Called Earth 2, wasn't it? Yeah, with Ultraman and Superwoman.
Yeah.
The comic book version of that is so much better. Because the Flash derives, the evil Flash, was it Johnny Quick? He derives his powers from drugs. And the Green Lantern, like his ring talks to him. His ring's very spiritual and wants him to, you know, bring about peace and everything. And he just keeps telling the ring, fuck you, shut up.
This is what I want. Earth 2?
Yeah.
This is Earth 2 where the ring talks?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's written by Grant Morrison, drawn by Frank Quitely. It's an awesome book.
I recently just watched All-Star Superman, which is on HBO Go right now.
Yeah, that's. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, and that was one of the first comic books that Amanda bought me, and she called you for advice.
Yep.
This was right when we moved out to Vegas.
Yep.
And I think it's like for my birthday or Valentine's Day or something. And yeah, so I have the books. What are those called? Graphic novels.
Yeah.
And what a big comic book.
The issue where he, at the end of it, he sends the, you know, the small Kryptonians to cure all those kids' cancer. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't remember that.
Well, then maybe it's in the second book, and I've just ruined it.
Well, I have the second book. I have both of them.
Okay, well, yeah.
I just don't remember.
It's like a throwaway page thing where he's like, I'm dying, I can't save the world and everything. And it's the city, the people of Kandor.
Mm-hmm.
He lets them loose in this children's hospital, and they go around fixing the cells of these kids with cancer.
That does sound familiar now. Yeah.
It's like, holy shit, Superman, I'm gonna cry. It's like that scene where, you know, he cures all those kids of cancer, and, there's the issue where he goes back in time to see his dad.
Oh yeah, that one's like, a really good one.
Yeah, it's like those are the two most tear-jerking comic books I've ever read.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of, did you ever read Why the Last Man?
No, Amanda, I think, has the whole series, but I've never read it.
The last issue, I did cry. There's like one, like a two-page scene, and I'm like, why is this happening? What's wrong with my eyes? because monkeys don't live forever.
Oh, yeah.
Sadness. Well, we kind of talked about Gotham a little.
A bit. Second episode was more of a regular TV episode. It wasn't, you know, too over the top, I don't think. And
what do you think about the Penguin? I love him.
Yeah, me too. He's my favorite because he's so psychopathic and he'll just kill someone like that, and that's freaking awesome.
I hope he gets his spinoff show, like it like from the people who brought you Dexter comes the Penguin.
<You know? laughs> I thought it was hilarious that the dude that he kidnapped and he called for ransom, the mom didn't believe him. Oh, sorry, dude. Sorry, your mom didn't believe me. Now you gotta die.
What was it he said? Well, you're quite the little something another, aren't you?
What did he say? Did he say the disappointment?
No. It was something about, you know, he's a prankster, a practical joker.
Yeah. I think he said prankster, maybe.
Quite.
I don't know.
I don't know. I love the Penguin. In that he's kind of the best character.
Bruce Wayne is a fucked up kid. Like, fucked up kid.
What was the thing about Alfred saying, oh, his parents told me he's not allowed to see a psychiatrist?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that's crazy. In case we ever die, I don't want you to get Bruce help. That's my dying wish. Is don't help my son.
We need him to be emotionally troubled.
It makes me think in the TV show that it's going to end with his parents like revealing, "Hey, we faked our death, but hey, you're Batman. You're welcome." And he just kills them both. But you did this to me. I'm Batman because of you.
Look what you did to me.
Yeah. Will you watch the third episode of Gotham?
Amanda, she said she was done with it. I might watch it. Maybe. If I'm bored.
Yeah. I will watch the third episode of Gotham. From listening to other podcasts or reading things on websites and blogs and following people on Twitter, they can't change things that we don't like quickly. You know, it's not like it's not a soap opera. They're not doing this the week it airs.
Yeah, well, I think that, I don't know if they have the whole thing done. I don't think they have all the things
done. No, I don't think so. Cause the Flash it's premiering the night we're recording this, Tuesday, and they just extended the season by 3 more episodes, I think.
Oh, really?
So they're still shooting what we're seeing tonight.
Amanda's watching that right now upstairs. Yeah.
So they're still shooting episodes for this season that's already, Jesus, I'm trying to figure out how to word this. My mouth, it ain't working. Ryan, take it, go.
They're still shooting episodes for this season.
That has just started airing. Boom, there we go. So Gotham may be the same. I don't know. Like a comic book, I would give 3 issues and then I'm done with you. Which at that point you're costing me money and I've devoted 90 days to seeing what the hell you can do. A television show, I'll go 5 or 6 episodes. I think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I went 9 or 10 episodes, or 8 or 9. I'm going to say
sucks,
9.
Because I got good at like 10, 11, 12.
Well, let me ask you this. Did it get good or did it just get better?
Ever since Captain America came out, and then it got good. It did. I mean, Bill Hendrickson, is that his name? Or is that his name from a TV show?
What?
He was in Twister. We got cows!
Not, I think that's not the same cow. Bill Paxton.
Paxton. Henderson was from Big Love. That's his.
What the hell?
I was like, I don't think that's his real name. Bill Henderson. He had 3 wives.
I kept thinking Harry and the Hendersons. I'm like, what, John? Oh, God, no, I can't remember the name of the guy from Harry and the Hendersons.
I know who you're talking about, though. I remember.
It's not, that's not John Lovitz. It's not John Leguizamo. It's not John Larroquette.
I have no idea what his name is. What else has he been in? Like, I'm trying to think.
Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah. He's famous for that.
John's
and he was in Dexter. He was the
he was the church going guy. Yeah, the bathtub. Yeah.
Yeah, he killed Rita. Spoiler alert.
And that's when I stopped watching.
Really? You didn't finish Dexter?
No, that season, like where Dexter's sitting on the curb, and I think he tells his sister, "I did this."
Well, he told his sister that he killed Rita. Oh, because he's just like it's because of me that she died.
Yeah, but he just looks at her and says, "I did this." I think that's how, like, he's sitting on the curb covered in blood holding Henry. Is that Harry? Harry? Henry? Harry?
Yeah, Harry's
his dad.
Henry's his son.
He's sitting on the curb covered in blood holding his baby. His sister's like, "Oh my God, Dexter, what happened?" He just looks up at her and says, "I did this." And me and Ralphie are like, "Okay, we're done." that season was awful. That's when that black-haired crazy lady who,
French lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was fucking crazy.
Yeah, and
did you see her die though? Did she die in that season?
She died. Yeah.
She died. He went all the way to France and killed her.
But there was come to find out that the main guy playing Dexter, like, he had cancer that season. So like he was sick half the time and he was wearing a wig and like okay. Yeah.
I know that he was in real life, he was married to Deb, his sister.
They're not married anymore?
Not anymore. They got divorced, like, right before the last season. So, last season, while they're filming that, they're divorced, so that led to awkwardness. And then also in the show, like, romantic love, it was good, but it was, I don't know, there was a little bit of romantic love between the brother and the sister in the show, and you knew in real life there's hatred because they're getting divorced, which is funny. But, Dexter, I really enjoyed every bit of Dexter, especially when we're talking about that season with the crazy French lady.
Yeah.
How she helped, basically how the big black guy with all the muscles, how he died. I love that. Like, that he got blown up in the house and everybody thought that he was the,
Dokes.
The killer. Yeah. What was Dexter's killer's name? What was that? What did they think Dokes was? The something killer.
I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
I cannot remember. I think we're like 24 minutes into this. Let's go ahead and wrap this one up.
Okay. Well, anyways, I didn't like how it ended. I hated how it ended.
Ending of the series?
Yeah.
Doesn't he just walk off or something? Like, doesn't it just?
He sails out into a tornado, right? Or a hurricane.
Okay.
And says like, I'm leaving everybody behind, you know. I'm poison. I need to go kill myself, basically. And sails off into a hurricane. They should have ended it there. But no, they go, I think it fades to black and then it fades back up and it shows him like at a coffee shop with a beard somewhere. Like, what? No, if you're going to go kill yourself, fucking kill yourself.
Yeah, why did they do that?
And then go drink coffee.
They do that so they could bring it back?
I don't know. I don't know, but boy, did it piss me off. Dexter.
Okay, we'll end it on that. Dexter, you go to hell. Goodbye, Reimer.
Goodbye, Bruce Hughes.
And you'll be saying, how did I get here? Where the hell am I? If the roles were reversed, you could have seen me sneaking up from behind.